Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I am fucking tired. I'm like worn the fuck out. I think I'm physically okay. Like, you can hear it in my voice. You got that different voice when you're tired. Like, the just woke up voice, just woke up Chris Johnson's got a different voice. I mean, I might talk with this level of energy, but you can just hear. You can just be able to say, like, you know, if you call somebody on the phone, they answer. They might not sound groggy, but you'd be like, this motherfucker just wake up. Did I wake your ass up? I would never ask that because I never fucking call anybody, but that's what I'd be thinking. You think that. But I'm tired because I've just, like, I have a difficult time, like, doing too much of anything. Unless it's just being a lazy fuck or watching Stranger Things or playing video games. Like, I can do that shit until the end of time. It doesn't matter. There's no fucking deadlines. I'll just sit around. I'll fucking do this. I'm fine. There's no worries. There's no concerns. I don't have to be anywhere. There's none of that bullshit. But, like, when it's other stuff, even if it's stuff that I want to do, it just adds up. And, like, the good stuff is fine, but then, like, sometimes you have to do, like, something else in between the good stuff, and it just makes you fucking tired. You just want to fucking rest a little bit. Like, I'm gonna take you through my last week. A week in the life of Chris Johnson. I did a 10.5-hour shift on Thursday. I went to the gym afterwards. Hey, the day's basically fucking shot after that. You can't really fucking do anything. And then on fucking Friday, I did another 10.5-hour shift, and I spent, like, fucking 7 hours watching Stranger Things. I watched the fucking finale of that show. It was fucking unbelievable. And I'm gonna go off on a fucking tangent because this pisses me off. And it's not just about the fucking show. It's just about shit in general. All the episodes of Stranger Things this last season were really fucking long. They were over an hour long. The finale was, like, over 2 hours long. It was, like, 2.5 hours long. And these motherfuckers are out there fucking pissing and moaning about how fucking long the show is. Like, oh, the episodes are too long. Like, I don't fucking read the fucking Cat in the Hat or some such shit. What the fuck do you want me to do for you? Like, I'm invested in the story. I'm invested in these characters, and I was fucking enthralled every second. But these motherfuckers are like, oh, this is too long. Like, it's too goddamn long. What the dude, we live in a fucking society where everything is fucking binged. And you talk to some asshole, they're like, I binged the entire third season of fucking Frasier the other day. But, like, you get a 2 fucking hours episode of Stranger Things, and you fucking throw your hands in the air, clutch your fucking pearls. You have no idea what the fucking do with yourself. They do it like movies, too. Like, oh, man, Avengers Endgame is 3 hours long. Who gives a shit? That's fucking 11 years of movies. I want some fucking meat on the bone here when I'm fucking watching this shit. There's nothing I fucking hate more than, like, getting invested in something and having, like, a shitty payoff. Or going to a fucking movie and having being, like, really short. You've done that, right? You go to a fucking movie or you watch a fucking movie and be like, I really want to fucking see this shit. Start watching it, like, an hour and 15 in. You're like, Jesus, they're wrapping this shit up. And then it's just fucking done. You're like, an hour 15 is fucking it? What the fuck did I just do here? I'm, like, furious. Or a quick video game. Do people bitch about, like, book lengths? I feel like people don't read books because a lot of people are fucking stupid. Or don't read fucking anything because they're fucking stupid. Dude, I've never heard anybody fucking complain about the length of a fucking book. I read Stephen King's It. That motherfucker was 1,000 pages and it was awesome. I never thought, you know what, you can cut out 200 pages. I'm not the fucking author here. Listen, if you want to fucking create a fucking book or a story or a fucking TV show that's fucking short, then get off your fucking ass and write that shit and stop fucking whining to me. God fucking damn it, that pisses me off. Stop whining about fucking long something is. Pause and go to fucking bed. Make a fucking sandwich and watch it later. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck I was talking about now. I just got fucking so pissed reading that shit. Oh, but anyway, yes, I watched Stranger Things for 7 hours on Friday. I was up till 6:30 in the morning. So that kind of fucked up my Saturday, which I didn't give a shit because I was off. You ever do that sometimes? You just stay up late, like, ah, goddamn it, I'll get up at 3 the next day. I don't give a shit. And that's exactly what I did. I got up at 3 on Saturday. But it did kind of fuck up my Sunday because I had to work at 8 in the morning. And it was the 3rd of July, and I always go to my cousin's house, Big Shot's house, on the 3rd of July. It's been like a fucking thing the last few years. And I was there until like 11:30. It's a long fucking day. I'm 4 hours of sleep. Then I get home, and I was going to fucking Nitz McGee and the judge's house for the 4th, and I had to finish the fucking Oreo balls. I made Oreo balls. I said I gotta finish the Oreo balls as if you knew I fucking made them, as if you knew what the fuck I was talking about. I made Oreo balls, because that's my fucking thing. I'm not good at a lot, but I'm good at making that shit. So then I had a fucking race the next day. It was at 9 in the morning, which means I have to get up at like 7:30. So I got like another 4 hours of sleep. I had like 8 hours of sleep over the course of 48 hours. And then like the 4th was awesome. Like I loved being with them all day, but I was there from fucking like 2 in the afternoon until like midnight. I left the judge's place at midnight. Nish was fucking sleeping. She passed out on the couch. We were watching Peacemaker or some shit. It was a pretty good fucking show. A couple episodes. And then, like, we get to today, which is Tuesday, but if you're listening to this on Wednesday, it was fucking yesterday. And I had a softball game. It was a fucking makeup game. We weren't supposed to play softball today. We were supposed to be off of the 4th. And I thought to myself, like, motherfucker, if I could ever use a fucking rainout, today is the fucking day, because I'm fucking fried. I got a ton of sleep last night, too. I got, like, my normal allotment of sleep, but I'm fucking fried. It's too much excitement the last 2 days. Too much excitement. If there was a day where I had to go over, like, if I went to hang out with fucking Nitz and Judd again today, I'd be fucking fine. But, like, softball's different. I enjoy softball. But, like, I wasn't supposed to be there, and I just couldn't fit it in. I had no room for it. I had to fucking play anyway. And it was fun. I sat, too. I sat the first half of the game. You rotated it out. I'm not fucking good enough to play all the goddamn time. I don't give a shit. It's a good thing, too, because I missed a couple pitches today. I almost fucking struck out. It's fucking embarrassing. I haven't missed a pitch all year. We played 8 games. Missed no pitches, but today, couldn't fucking make contact. My mom was there. She must have been a fucking jinx. And then tomorrow, I got a fucking... Well, I don't have to, but, like, my other cousins are camping. I'm gonna fucking, like, go out there and fucking hang out at Letchworth. And it's gonna be fun, too, but, like, my mental capacity to handle all this, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Like, I think I'll be fine tomorrow, but I think Thursday I'm gonna fucking come crashing down. That's why, like, to dovetail off the fucking last episode where fucking Shixon was asking me about the bitches, I don't know. I'm being totally honest here. I don't know if I can fucking handle a partner or a girlfriend, whatever the fuck you want to call it. We had a conversation about this over the weekend. Maybe I'll get into this one time. Like, I can't handle my own bullshit. The fucking relationship that you fucking think about and, like start planning, like, other people's shit. It's a good thing people hate my fucking ass. Otherwise, I might have some problems. If I was really desirable, I'd have to fucking beat the ladies off with a stick. 39 years of being a huge fucking asshole has some advantages, I suppose. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeart motherfucking Radio. And wherever else you want to get it, I guess. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Website or app for that. I'm on Instagram. That is in maybe 5 minutes. Take a look at me, my videos. I'm on Twitter, Johnson HU, and in my Facebook timeline, so you can catch the podcast there as well.